President Trump is zigzagging on whether to gut or support federal subsidies for the country's health insurance exchanges. Last week, he signed an executive order to cut off subsidies to insurance companies that help low-income Americans afford health care. Then yesterday, he indicated support for a bipartisan proposal that would temporarily restore the funding. Here's President Trump speaking at the Heritage Foundation.
While I commend the bipartisan work done by Senators Alexander and Murray, and I do commend it, I continue to believe Congress must find a solution to the Obamacare mess instead of providing bailouts to insurance companies.
Yeah, it's a lot to sort out. So we've got Chad Terhune here. He's senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
We need you more than ever before to help sort this out. So, so what are your thoughts about the latest back and forth?
Mixed signals would be an understatement, but we've kind of seen this play out on other issues. Even just this morning, we had President Trump tweeting out, again, the insurance company bailouts, I can't support this. But then Senator Alexander says, no, wait, I got a call from President Trump saying he was encouraging me on this bipartisan deal. So who knows?
Yeah.
I think if it came up for a vote in Congress, there'd be a lot of Democrats who would vote for this and some Republicans. But, you know, would Republican leaders put a bill on the floor for a vote that they think President Trump would have to veto? So it's just hard to know where this is going to play out. But I just think we've seen, yes, he is all over the map on this of talking about, I don't want to hurt people. I want to help the poor. I don't want to see anybody without insurance. But then he goes back to this other line of, wait, this money or insurance company bailouts, I don't want to do anything to prop up Obamacare because it's failing.
Yeah, tough to follow. So explain to us what this bipartisan proposal from Senators Alexander and Murray aims to do.
Yeah, so under Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, we had two sets of subsidies. So we have kind of the bigger set that help people pay their premiums. And those are intact. We're not talking about those.
Okay.
Those are the things that if you're middle class, lower income, you get help to actually pay your premiums. There's a second pot of money that was what we're talking about called cost-sharing reduction, very jargony word.
Cost-sharing reduction, okay.
And that lets people have lower co-pays and deductibles, which are key. So instead of having a $2,000 deductible, it may only be $500. Instead of taking $50 to go see the doctor, it might be $5. So those are key, and those go to even more like lower-income people. So if you're $30,000 a year, an individual, you would get this second subsidy to help with co-pays and deductibles. And that's what's been up in the air in Congress for many years, subject of a lawsuit. And Trump went month to month, oh, I'm going to cut these off. But they kept paying them month to month. But that put everybody on edge, covered California, their insurance companies, what's going to happen? And finally, last week, he pulled the plug, said, nope, they're done. I'm not going to pay these anymore. And so that threw everything into a tailspin. You kind of had a crisis in Washington. And so you had this bipartisan deal, which they've been working on for a while. But if you remember, it always got shoved kind of off to the sideline because they wanted the bigger repeal and replace bill.
What does this all mean for Covered California, Chad?
So Covered California basically threw up their hands last week and said, look, we've run out of time. You guys can't figure out what you're going to do. So they went ahead and raised premiums across the board. They told their insurers, add a surcharge, an extra fee on top of the premiums, on average about 12%.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, premiums were already going to go about 12.5%.
So there was already a hike going up, no matter what.
It was already going up about 12%. They said, add another 12%. So doubling the rate increase on average to about 25% statewide for these silver plans, the most popular plans. So Covered California said, look, we can't wait any longer. Open enrollment starts November 1st in 2 weeks. I mean, people need to start shopping. They need to know what their premiums are. So to some degree, Covered California has kind of blunted the impact. There will be money in place to cover those co-pays and deductibles being lower. And sure, they would love Washington to come to this bipartisan deal and actually fund them kind of the way it should be.
If Washington does come and figures out a deal, will the hikes that Covered California put in be rescinded, reversed? I can't imagine that they'd be allowed to double dip.
I think the higher premiums would go ahead and go into effect. Because again, these things can't turn on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Those higher rates would remain. But you're right. In this bipartisan deal, there would be language saying, yes, insurance companies can't double dip. You can't get higher premiums and this money from Washington. So yeah, there would be some kind of give back later next year where the insurance companies return the excess money. So again, it's just another layer of complexity we have with Washington trying to figure out what they want to do with the Affordable Care Act.
Chad Terhune is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Chad, thanks a lot.
Thanks.